Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Oh my God, Larry just screamed in my face!
Hello!
I don't know if I don't see anything happening on that, so I'm just assuming they can't hear me. You might want to start.
Hi, this is Nicole from Rome Investigators of the Paranormal. We're here tonight with our show. We have me, Nicole.
Larry O'Grady.
And Kevin Jordan.
Oh, and Peter Leonard.
Hi. Having a little snack.
A man in the phone lines.
So, what are we going to talk about tonight?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I'm not crazy. It should be jumping up and down, right?
Some of it, yeah.
See, I turn it on and off. And it does it. So this is the one where you gotta have your mouth right around it. It's okay.
I'll hand you mine.
Well, what am I gonna talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Let's talk about the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, let's talk about the new Ghostbusters trailer. Thoughts? Kevin.
You probably shouldn't start off with me. It's not gonna be anything fun, but basically this, I think it's going to kill it. I mean, I understand that they're not really following their concept of what they were saying before, where they didn't want anything to do with the original Ghostbusters, but now you can tell that they're going to bring it back into it, because, I mean, we've seen that, you know, Bill Murray will make a cameo, Dan Aykroyd will make a cameo, and I don't know. The thing that's really killing me right now is the ghosts in it are CGI, and that's not it for me. I mean, the original Ghostbusters, they used Jim Henson Studios, and they used puppets that were filmed and then overlaid on the film. I thought that was what made Ghostbusters so great for me.
What about you, Nicole?
Well, when I first heard this movie was coming out, I was a little bit skeptical. However, after watching the trailer, it looks pretty decent. So I do have to say the trailer did kind of sway my mind a little bit. That's about it. So I'm kind of excited about it. I know it's not a remake. I know it's kind of like a stem off of the original Ghostbusters from, what, 1984? Was that when it came out?
Yep.
Okay, 1984. Year I was born. So, I don't know if I'm crazy. I know it's weird from a woman saying, as I'm not crazy about it being an all-female cast, but we'll see how it goes, I guess.
Yeah.
So, Pete?
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. I already know.
I know, I saw your
post.
It's all right. Everybody's got their own opinion.
So if you just tuned in, we're talking about the new Ghostbusters trailer that they released. First off, someone needs to be slapped, and it's not me. All right? The past week I've been called a sexist pig, and I hate women in the paranormal. I don't hate women in the paranormal. I get along very well with women in the paranormal.
Yeah.
I make the same argument I made over the Oscars when they said there were no black movies cited. Well, make a movie worth watching, and then it can win an award. That's my thought on Ghostbusters. I almost threw up watching it. There's like, it's missing. None of them characters work together. I don't really know what that. I can't stand half of them, to be honest. I can't stand half of them. They're like the D-list of Saturday Night Live. It's like you couldn't even get like real funny woman. I mean, that would have been a funnier movie had you actually gotten women that are funny. And then maybe mix in like, I don't know, say like Jennifer Lawrence or somebody. You know, that's Emma Stone would have been a good one. She was fantastic in Zombieland. That would have been a perfect thing. Any one of these girls from Marvel movies, you could have got Scarlett Johansson. She would have been good in there. But no, we had to go to the D level, not even the A or the B. We got to go to the D level. The ghost thing with them white things walking through the street and big top Pee Wee Herman in the middle of the No. I'm going to go watch it. I'm going to wear a Ghost Hunter somebody's team T-shirt, and I'm going to go in the theater and let people know that we're there to hunt ghosts. It's
ghosts.
I do have to say that, you know, casting Kristen Wiig and Liz McCarthy in the Ghostbusters movie, I don't know if that's going to be a... They're good in Bridesmaids. they're good in that movie, but I mean, is it going to be good for Ghostbusters? I don't know, but we'll see. I guess we'll have to watch.
I don't know. Like, I would never have watched Bridesmaids, and I haven't watched it yet, and I don't know if that's the reason why I might not want to see Ghostbusters. I mean, I will see it, but only because of the name. I mean, to me, Ghostbusters is, you know, everything to me. I mean, I love everything about it. But, I mean, if you're going to ruin something, then...
Well, they fit in Bridesmaids. The movie is hysterical. But is it a fit for a Ghostbusters movie? Who knows? I don't know. I don't know how it's going
to
pan out.
I swear to God, if there is a Twinkie reference in this movie, I swear to God.
Actually, that's... When I met Ernie Hudson at ScareCon, I actually had him autograph my picture. That's a big Twinkie.
That's great. That's pretty great.
What else do we have going on tonight?
Zombieland. I mean, how can you not get a better movie than Zombieland?
How come there's not a Zombieland 2?
I believe it's in the works.
Is it in the works?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And might I... Sight.
It'll be great if Bill Murray comes back and he's not dead. Like they shot him, yeah. But like so he's just like I was fine.
Well, it's Zombieland, so he could come back, right? Right.
Why not?
It's Zombieland.
He didn't get shot in the head.
Well, if he got shot in the head, he still can come back. He can do whatever he wants.
No, he didn't get shot.
Oh, he didn't get shot.
No,
I haven't seen the movie. Well,
did they? You don't know. Maybe they wrote it in, or they didn't write it in that they shot him in the head afterwards. But I don't know. That would be my first thought if I lived in a nation that was, you know, zombified. If I'm going to shoot somebody in the chest, I'll probably shoot them in the head afterward just in case, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You want my take on Walking Dead, too? I'm
no.
Eating pizza, I'm sorry. Rick and his kid would have been dead 4 seasons ago if I was in there. Bang! They would have been dead. That's it.
I've never seen the show.
Daryl and Carol, there's your survival. After that, they're all dead. Well, I'm Sergeant Abraham now. I like him. Sorry.
I've never seen it. I know somebody, I was talking to a friend the other day. She's like, can I tell you what happened in Walking Dead? I'm like, yeah, I don't watch it. But I mean, should I? I don't know. Is it a good show?
I think it's a great show. I didn't actually start it until the third season. And
Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could totally catch up on Netflix.
And what I did was I binge watched 1 through 3 on Netflix. And I'll tell you that really kind of messed with me. You know, I'm kind of a whacked out person. I like doing special effects for like movies and stuff like that. You know, I do the makeup, the blood and gore makeup kind of stuff. So I will watch videos in which somebody was injured and see like that to see what it actually looks like so I can recreate it. There's a lot of injuries I've seen videos, and after binge watching Walking Dead, my first thought is shoot him in the head. So, I mean, kind of messes you up. You have some zombie dreams after binge watching, but.
Well, you are in upstate New York. You might want to double tap him on your EMS call.
Well, that's the problem. We're in upstate New York. You don't know who's a zombie and who's really alive. And...
Yeah, that's true.
Since our main claim to fame was, what was that drug a couple years ago? The zombie drug there. Bath salt.
Bath salts.
I'm glad we made the news that we were the source for the U.S.
What is it? A couple cases around Rome? Naked with machetes in the yard,
yeah,
running around, and then that one person on a rooftop naked dancing around,
yep,
with a knife too. I don't know what it is about the knives, but
as opposed to the normal people who make bathtubs out of their truck bed in Walmart's parking lot, be amazed what you could do with duct tape and a blue tarp.
Oh yeah,
okay, I'm out of this.
It was in the parade. I remember seeing that in there.
The CGI parade. Could you imagine CGIing people in Rome, New York?
What else we have going on?
There's been a lot of UFO sightings as of recent. Thank God for social media, because let me tell you something. Every time one of these weird UFO things come, thank God for social media, because every time someone has an unexplained experience, like a UFO sighting or something, it is right on Facebook, on Twitter, on everything. There was another one in Fort Worth, in Dallas, at Fort Worth, and that was on the, what's today? Is today the 8th?
Today's 8th?
Yeah, that must have been yesterday. And then before that, in California, LAX, there was the the weird, it was filmed on people's phones by like three or four people of this, it was at night and it's just this weird glowing in the sky and it looks like a trail of like a meteor or something, but it's just hanging out. Have you seen this?
No.
It's just hanging out there.
Was this a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
I saw that, yes.
And then there was another one exactly like that that happened in New Mexico that they ended up filming. And then there was another, there were like three or four like around that time frame, where they look like swirling in the sky. It looks like a pinwheel in the sky, just swirling and swirling, and then it just dissipates and goes away. But there are so many videos out now, just recently, of just strange, unexplained, like, UFOs.
I did see the pinwheel video. So
where it's just going like this, and then it just dissipates and goes away, like nothing was there. But there were, like, three or four of those that happened.
Yeah, they had some kind of BS backstory of what that actually was. It was some kind of government cover-up kind of thing.
And then around that time is when they ended up getting that reflection in the sky in China of that big city. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this started happening, this mass, just everybody having some kind of UFO, some kind of unexplained something, happens right after the discovery of the Higgs boson particle, happens right when they're Einstein's theory of
relativity
has been basically proven now, proven for a fact. You know, who's to say with gravitation, the discovery of gravity waves and everything, that we're not...
I mean, they've done a lot of research and come to a lot of conclusions lately on, like, black holes.
Are we... And exactly, that's exactly... When you're at CERN, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to make another black hole. They're trying to discover the origin of the universe. Who is to say that we didn't punch a hole in something already and things are happening?
Right.
You know, they had some BS, it sounded like a BS explanation as to why that city was in the sky in China.
Yep.
Like it was a mirage of some kind, but...
Yes.
Come on. What mirages look like? When have you ever seen anything like that?
A mirage of an entire city?
Ever. Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Never.
I want someone to call in right now and tell me if you've ever seen anything like that and explain to me why that's a mirage. Can you? Because the explanation that I got online by, I don't know, scientific folks or whatever that try to be right and try to make an explanation and try to be, you know, I'm right. Those are the only people that are explaining this. Okay, we're looking at a picture of it right now, and it is insane. It's insane. It's a whole city. It's a whole city skyline.
Yeah. It actually almost looks like the New York City skyline.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of...
That's really weird.
It reminds me of, have you ever not seen the movie The Mist, but read it? That makes me think of that alternate dimension that they ended up... That's the whole thing. That's what The Mist is about. They punched a hole. They were doing experiments, and they punched a hole into another place, and all these monsters and animals from this other dimension are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's played off like a monster movie, but in reality, The Mist is rooted in science, where, like, the army guys come in. They were doing experiments, this and that. That's a fucking Stephen King movie. F-bomb, sorry. That's a Stephen King movie. Like, that's a Stephen King book. Who would have thought? Like, I didn't realize it at first when I was watching it, and then I read it, and... I mean, I'm not trying to be one of those people. The book is so much better, blah, blah, blah. But the book is great. The book's fantastic. So,
we're talking about all this. We're talking about, you know, Ghostbusters coming out, stuff like that. And I can just think of, like, Ghostbusters 2 when they're talking about Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how Winston actually says to him, no, maybe we've been so busy because the dead are rising from the grave kind of thing. So it's like... Growing up, 2016 was like flashed at me so many times saying that's the end of the world, 2016. Maybe we're onto something.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm dying, so to speak, to see what's on the other side of what's going on, because if there are things like that going on where say they did punch a hole in something and we are getting flashes of another dimension, maybe it weakened that membrane between our universe and this other universe, and we're getting flashes, i.e. a city in the sky in China. I mean, maybe, and if that's the case, how far off is that from our consciousness actually surviving our physical death. Who's to say that our consciousness isn't just going to slip through that membrane and go into another reality or another universe? Maybe we just constantly jump. Maybe we've all been alive and all been around for so long. And, I mean, we only remember what we remember because that's part of the computer up on top of our shoulders, you know, our brain. So when we slip alternate dimensions, say our consciousness slips into another dimension or something, maybe we don't remember because our memories are trapped in our physical body that's already died.
Right. That's a good point. Never thought about it like that.
Regardless, there's been a lot of UFO. That's all I'm saying. There's been a lot of sightings.
Now, have you seen their new BS explanation that it's nighttime skydivers?
Where?
Some of these UFO sightings. Have you seen the ones that looks like Space Invaders? It's like there's a big ball, and then there's ones that drop out from that, and then they drop out, and they go to the side, and then they drop out. Have you seen any of those UFO sightings?
I saw one of those videos. I know what you're talking about.
Nighttime skydivers.
Nighttime skydivers.
Wait, my favorite. Ready? Air quotations. Training activity.
Yeah. You know what? I want to try something different. You want to talk about something great? Let's find something great. Nicole has a book on conspiracies and secret societies. I'm just going to open the book.
And point?
And point, and we're going to talk about it.
Do it. Go for it. Talk about it, go by
the way. That's a picture.
This is a picture of... Oh, okay, I don't want to talk about that.
What was that?
It was the Pentagon after 9/11. I don't want to talk about it.
Hold on. Maybe we should, because...
No. It's just going to... I'm going to get on my conspiracy kick.
No, let's...
It's a book on conspiracies.
I know.
Let me just point this out. Because this was really weird that you pointed to the Pentagon. I just pulled up this article that I've been reading, and it's basically talking about widows who have been visited.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, not funny.
Well, that's a coincidence.
By
that's
spirits of their loved ones that died. And
in 9/11?
Yeah. I really got into it this week. I don't know why. I really started researching it, seeing if anyone's had any experiences at the World Trade Center site or in Pennsylvania or at the Pentagon. And you look online for anything, you know, ghost spirits of 9/11 victims or spirits or ghosts at the World Trade Center site. There's not a lot that shows up, but there is two that do. One of them is a book that was put together by one of the widows who had their loved one come and visit them, her husband. And it was... after the fact, and then like little things were happening to her where I think she was finding quarters everywhere, and it had something to do with the last thing that he was talking to her about before he went to work that morning. It had something to do with a quarter, and now she's finding quarters in random places. Like she'll get up, go to the bathroom, and come back to her bed, and there'll be a quarter laying in the middle of her bed.
Wow.
But one of the big things from 9/11 is some of the guys that were digging or actually watching over the rubble inside the hangar and on Staten Island, where they brought all the debris and they're looking for more body parts.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's haunted by a soul collector. A soul collector is basically someone, or it's a spirit that helps ferry the souls to the other side that are lost. They say this soul collector is a female spirit who is dressed in World War II Red Cross garb. So she's dressed as a nurse. And there was actually one police officer who, while working the pile within a couple of days after 9/11, this woman approached him with a tray filled with sandwiches and asked him if he needed anything. He said no and kept working, and then she disappeared. Other people also saw her too, and they couldn't really figure out who she was, and nobody knew where she went either.
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
So it's, I don't know, if anyone's ever had any experiences there, then give us a call in, let us know, whatever.
Have any of you visited the memorial?
I was down there in 2007 and 2008. That's when I was living in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I went there both years on the anniversary. I'd go there, pay respects.
how do I ask this? What's the feeling? You know, I kind of want to visit the location, but how do you feel?
It was a very somber feeling those years, basically because you're still standing next to two giant holes that's surrounded by fencing. And when I was there, there was a ton of people there, and there was a mixture of two or three people that were over a PA system reading the names of everybody that died.
They do that on a regular, constant basis?
They did it yearly when I was down there, so I don't know if they continue to. I'm pretty sure they do. But, I mean, with that, we also went back at night, so we had the footprint lights, which were the beams of lights that shine over the city. That's a really powerful feeling as well, but...
You know what I found weird about the site is that it looked too small for what you see on TV. Because when I was at the bank out there training, there was still wreckage that they were cleaning.
That's right.
It was almost all cleared out at that point. But it's like you're looking at this hole, no disrespect, and it's like, and not anything what I thought on TV. You figure it's these two gigantic, massive buildings, and they really, I mean, obviously they were tall, but the ground footprint really is not that big for what you think was there.
Right. It does look bigger on TV, I do have to say that.
Well, most of the time you see it on TV, it's from a bird's eye view. It means you're going to get a bigger idea from that. Ground level, you'll never really get the full understanding of it. I mean, look at 20 feet high compared to 20 feet on the ground. It's totally different perspective.
Mm-hmm. And the police were still on the street at that point with M16s and patrolling the area there. So you really couldn't stop and look at... I mean, I had to literally walk right by it. You know, the bank was on the other corner of it. And the other three branches are on the other three corners. So we were constantly walking by
Berkeley,
it. But,
right?
Yeah. The 101 wall and then.
Yep.
But the funny thing was I used to stop and talk to the firemen there because the station is literally right across the street from.
Ten House. I went in there a couple times.
And it's like you listen to them guys and it's like the shift that I was talking to, they're like they were like the first ones in, the highest up, the last ones out, and they didn't lose a person. It's like, all right,
they lost guys
on their shift there.
I'm pretty sure there was at least five guys that, well, probably not on that shift, but there was five guys I believe from that house that died because they have a memorial wall.
I remember when this happened, it was September 2002 May, I went to Vegas, and I stayed right across, I stayed at the Excalibur, which is directly across from the New York.
Yeah.
And just even looking, because they have the towers there, just looking at that was so powerful. And then on the outside of there's like a fence, like a rail, all the firefighters from all over the country, actually all over the world, their t-shirts, like your t-shirt that you have on now, they would leave them, and they pile them over, and it was probably 40 deep. All the way around, and you can just look them up and see from all over where all the t-shirts were from. It was just, it was like overwhelming. You like put tears in your eyes, and I was like, oh my god, it was rough even looking at that.
Yeah, it's the thing, like with my fire department background, especially Pete's fire department background, to me, like down there when I was visiting, there was at least five or six people that would hand me the pamphlets about, you know, the government's behind it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it took everything in my power not to hit the person. But to me, it's, okay, there is the conspiracies out there. Some of them make sense. Some of them really are reaching it. But at this point, I really don't care. We're down there at a memorial service for the thousands of people that died, and you're going to come around preaching the conspiracy theories, and I don't go for that. That's,
it's not the time or the place.
Now, have you seen the movie?
You definitely don't do it there. You definitely, like, talk about it, but don't go.
Hold a convention somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do something in an appropriate place.
Are you talking about the Michael Moore movie?
No, if you haven't seen it, there were two French brothers that were filming a documentary on the probationary firemen from the academy through their first year. And I think it ended up Robert De Niro picked the film up and he put it out through Tribeca. But that was like we were talking that station house. The one guy filming was with them on the call. So when you see the first plane hitting, he was actually out on a run with them. That was... He captured that. And then the brother caught the second plane when it hit because he was trying to make his way to the towers to see what was going on. that movie kind of fuels the conspiracy theories, but yet at the same time, if you want to know what happens, that's filmed the entire time from inside of Tower 2.
Yep.
Or 1.
I think it was Tower 2.
Because the other one collapses while they're in that one. Yeah. And you can hear it. There's no explosions. There's all you hear are floors just pancaking down. There's no explosions. There was just fire doing what fire does, and it was a sad tragedy. And
yeah,
the only thing I point out with the conspiracy, because like the brother was filming on the street, and there was plane wreckage everywhere.
Yep.
And it's like, all right, all this stuff disappeared, because at one point one of the FBI guys pushed them aside, and he said, "What the hell you think this is? Disneyland? Get the hell out of here!" And you could see the plane engine right. Oh right there on the sidewalk. I mean, so there was debris and wreckage. It's just a matter of what was left when all was said and done. But yeah, they were in there when the priest died there. Father Michael Judge, that's all on camera. They show him being carried out. Then they show the second tower coming down. If you have a fire ground, that's
confirmed. It was the only confirmed first video, well, the plane video of the first plane going in. And it also confirmed the first death, which was Father Michael Judd.
But now, last week I was watching. Thanks, Larry. Get me going on this government stuff. I'm going to get shot in the back next week. But
what did I say? I said, nope, let's not talk about it because it's going to start a whole thing. I knew it. And I've got my thoughts on everything, too. But I'm not going to say them because I don't want to upset people.
Did you see the footage floating around on Facebook last week of the CGI plane? Plane number 2?
I've seen
where it
that.
Went through
I,
the building and then...
I don't think anything was CGI. I think it actually happened. My thoughts on it are, I definitely think the U.S. government had something to do with it or knew about it. That's where I stand on it. The whole shebang.
We definitely know about everything. They're not stupid.
I'm not... How? Come on. Come on. That's what I do.
I used to work.
It's either one or the other.
I used to work with one of the guys who
was. For us to sit there and say that we didn't know anything about it. Come on, fucking come on. I'm sorry. I swear. But
I lay it all on the New York police. I'm sorry, because when they saw in the helicopter it was starting to buckle, they should have made sure the fire department got word and started getting them guys out of the building.
Yeah.
So for that, I could never forgive the NYPD. And now I can actually never go to New York City now because I'm going to get killed. But
I worked with a guy who was very heavily into the conspiracies, and he told me that he was going down on 9/11 to be one of the protesters down there, and he and I had a heated discussion about it. And he was kept on telling me, he said, "I'm going to tell you this, that I have people and scientists that tell me that there was molten steel inside that building and nothing burns hot enough to melt the steel." Well, I can tell you that my department worked a structure fire about 3 weeks ago, and the steel supports that you use to hold up a basement, you know, they're like the twisty supports, one of those was basically completely curved into an S shape. So that was a house fire. That means that house got well over 2,000 degrees. Now you're looking at a structure that has all the office supplies in it, plus all the wall boards and everything in
it.
Fuel from the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it's all a confined space. Now if you've ever taken a box and put it on top of a bonfire, it turns into basically a chimney, and it just pushes all that heat in one direction. You can melt aluminum on that.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, now you put that inside of a structure where it's got nowhere else to go, that heat just, where's the heat going to go? But, all right.
If you'd like to weigh in, 1-888-429-5471. You're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio on the BBS Radio Network. God's greatest gift to internet radio, BBS. Larry?
In China, apparently, a chupacabra is killing hundreds of animals.
They get paid to do that, don't they?
Chickens, ducks, draining their blood. This sounds suspiciously familiar. This is from the article. This sounds suspiciously familiar to the claims people have made about the elusive chupacabra.
Do they have any pictures?
They got pictures of dead chickens.
Do they have pictures of the chupacabra?
They do not.
Wait a minute. There's pictures of dead chickens in China?
They've got pictures of dead chickens. And of course it's El Chupacabra. I mean, why not?
So they do know that El Chupacabra is actually Spanish, right?
Yes, sir. It's like, first off, okay, it's kind of like the, what was that thing where everybody was finding the dead birds everywhere?
The movie The Core?
No. The birds were tested and they had, it was a breathing disorder. It was in China originally.
Bird flu?
It's not bird flu,
right? Is that what it
Avian
is?
Avian bird flu.
Okay, first off, who would grab one of these birds to begin with to be like, let's test this dead bird? Second of all, how do you not know if these dead birds, if this has been around forever and we just decided to test now? Right?
You didn't see the warnings about sleeping with your poultry? It was a real thing on TV. Like,
was it really?
Warning people not to sleep with their poultry, and it's like, I don't think I'm getting that look, but I don't think they meant in that kind of way. I think they just, like, bring them in their house and sleep with them at night.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I'm hoping. If that's what you were leaning at, then God help us, and hopefully 2016 is the end of the world.
I'm like, not this country, I don't think that.
But see, how could El Chupacabra get over the Chinese wall when we got the Mexican wall going up? So, you know, Chupacabra's going to have to go back.
Oh, Peter! Peter, let's talk about
Donald Trump.
Pete.
I'm sorry.
That's a conspiracy theory in itself.
Trying to pick another random.
You got any shows coming up, Larry?
I do, the end of March, so I sure hope I'll get my license back by then. If anybody wants to donate to Larry's horrible bum fund, you could just call up. What's the phone number, Peter?
1-888-429-5471.
Why don't you start a GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's just me asking for money, and I'm not going to do that. It just makes me look really bad.
Do you see what people put on their GoFundMe?
I know. Look at that cop's about to get me.
Two of them.
Yeah, right. Watch. Yeah, circling the building. Apparently, there have been, you're right when you mentioned Bigfoot earlier, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Adirondacks here, locally?
Yep. All within, like, the last two weeks or so.
Yeah.
Violent Bigfoot was caught on videotape of the evidence afterwards or whatever, like, mm-hmm. And then there's missing people in Florida right when they started having Bigfoot
sightings.
Did you
see that? The missing people in Florida, there's Bigfoot sightings. And then all of a sudden, people are end up missing, but they're keeping it on a hush. People out camping, I think. That's what it's right?
Yeah.
I didn't really watch. I read a little bit about it, but I didn't watch the video.
The gist.
I thought Bigfoot wasn't down in Florida. They had skunk ape.
It's probably some kind of something.
Every area has their own little thing like that.
The Yeti.
Like I can't believe China is trying to steal El Chupacabra, but.
Yeah.
Well,
you never know. Maybe it's just a different species of El Chupacabra. Maybe, like, you know how you've got, emus and ostriches around when the Earth had just Pangea and everything started to separate. They're the same family. They're the same bird. It's just they evolved differently.
Listen to you all science over there, Pangea.
Well, you got to know what you're talking about a little bit. Yeah. Peter! Anything on your end, Pete?
Don't make me get Precambrian with you.
Precambrian.
I'll beat the Ordovician out of you.
There's been a lot of crazy paranormal stuff happening. There's never this much news. Whenever I try to search for, I don't know, new paranormal things happening, there's never as much as there is right now.
Ooh, Larry and Kevin, tell me about, have you two heard about Little Falls? Is it Moss Island? And the Brotherhood of the Snake, the cult up there?
No, I've never heard of it.
No, I have not.
You need to. There's this fantastic local website you two probably have never heard of. It's called I Never Sausage a Place, like literally spelled sausage. They have everything paranormal that's taken place here. I think they have the 1974 reporting of Bigfoot and Alien. They got all these things. They even had the two guys in there that did the cow thing back a couple of months ago. Was that
like
last
a local
year?
Website?
Yeah, I never sausage a place.
Who runs that, you know?
Probably somebody likes sausage, but I don't.
It sounds almost like an inappropriate website.
Have you two heard of the Brother of the Snake? They're supposed to be an alien organization.
No,
bent on the destruction of mankind. And there's all kinds of markings up there on the stones, the double-headed snake, and
I've never.
It might not be Moss Island. I don't know what the island's called up there. There's.
Okay, I'm going to it right now.
There's also a video of a superhuman teleporting a man saving his life out of the way of a car.
Oh,
I did see that video.
Yeah, there you go.
That,
I never saw
that.
But it looks like it's been made. It looks like they made it. You know.
Hold up the video of the violent Bigfoot, apparently. But we'll see what happens here.
And if anybody's listening right now, all you have to do is just, like, search it on Google, just violent Bigfoot.
Whoa.
Drive by.
People are crazy.
Wow. This video is 36 minutes long.
Oh, forget that.
Wow.
Just find, like, somebody who... Who's in charge of editing?
Also on the I saw never sausage place.
Me.
You jerk.
They have the 1971 blackout. Was that it? Where they saw all types of UFOs up and down New York State along the high tension wires that they were drawing.
Really?
They seen UFOs like literally attached to the wires.
Have we ever talked about the Battle of Los Angeles?
No.
And why haven't we? That's crazy.
The movie? That was incredible.
No. The what actually happened during what? World War II in Los Angeles? And that's insane. That's insane. I never...
But that was also put off by the government as well. I mean, they said that there was a training exercise.
A training exercise.
Yeah.
You see what they're shooting at? They're shooting at something for a training exercise?
Yeah, there's pictures of it.
That's why we all have cancer.
But they kept saying that it was a training, and they were doing like a, in case we were being attacked.
In case we're being, there's photographs.
Exactly.
There are photographs of an object in the sky that they're shooting at.
With like six or seven spotlights.
Yes.
Lighting it up.
And they're not, six or seven spotlights, they're shooting at it, and this isn't anything that you could just blow off. This is an actual object in the sky. People, there were eyewitness accounts. This is insane. That's insane.
Is that why they covered it up with the movie 1941 by National Lampoons?
I think that
wasn't that what they was based on,
that should definitely be talked about. I think this is something that should be brought out into the open. That's a huge deal. If we have visitors from another planet, universe, dimension, whatever. Why are we shooting at them? They have the technology to get here. They definitely have the technology to wipe us out.
It's like Vladimir Putin said last year. He said if the American government does not release any information about extraterrestrials, then he will.
Good. Good.
We've been apparently making treaties with them since the 50s. Like, is it the 4400 or what? It's based on a real thing. Like, they were part of the treaties where they could take humans and study them. According to
the legend. I believe the timeline of Paul, that the movie was...
Oh, well, that was a good movie.
It was pretty funny.
Roswell, I don't know.
I'm more believing that the Battle of Los Angeles actually happened as opposed to Roswell, although I'm still thinking the whole Roswell thing was real, too. There's a lot of eyewitness accounts for that as well.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean,
you've got
photographs. You've got multiple photographs during the Battle of Los Angeles. There's photographs of an object in the sky. If you're listening to this, go right on Google and just Google images, Battle of Los Angeles.
You're going to have to do a little bit more research than that. I just did it in the movie.
I did it when I was at my brother's. I'm going
to
find it.
We want to add WW2 to that or something.
Yeah, well, 1942 is when it happened, so let's add 1942.
Was that in the winter? It was like February, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
This website.
Battle of Los Angeles. Here it is. This is a newspaper picture.
It's a newspaper picture, too. It made the paper.
Searchlight and anti-aircraft guns comb sky. Yeah, and there's seven spotlights, correct, eight spotlights, aiming at this object with obviously more lights above it.
Yeah, there's I got it all up too.
When did this happen?
1942.
I want to see if that is in this book.
No, I'll bet. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, maybe it's not a real known conspiracy.
No, it's
air battle rages over Los Angeles.
So can I throw this at you, gentlemen and ladies? I'm sorry. I keep.
That's all right.
The Army, during that whole thing, the Army was saying that it was a real. I mean, they're saying Army says the alarm was real, blah blah blah, and then a couple days later, they redact things and go, "Well, it's a training exercise."
Dude, what they do is they say something really happened, and then they recant when they have time to actually think about it.
They were evacuating people. They were evacuating homes. There are old men that it's on Netflix. I watched this thing, and there's old men. Like eyewitnesses talking about when they were little, they were being evacuated.
Yep.
They had to leave their homes while they could see the searchlights in the sky right there. It's insane.
Do you think that War of the Worlds in 1936-9, whenever it was the first attempt at the government trying to say that there is alien life form, and then realized how detrimental that was and they had to go underground with it?
Because
people were killing their families over that.
Yeah,
there was real.
I think the War of the Worlds was really just supposed to be an entertainment
just
thing.
A...
But I do think that it might be rooted in some kind of truth, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, was Orson Welles that well into the government that?
Who was
the
it,
government's like, here, write this story that's going to scare the crap out of everybody and see what it does.
Oh, the other day I posted on Facebook, I put a picture of the newspaper when Jackie Gleason died. He was always a favorite comedian of mine. And then Kathy sent me an article where apparently he was really close friends with Nixon, and Nixon brought him down to MacDill Air Force Base in Florida and showed him alien bodies. And apparently Gleason's wife said he was never the same after that visit. Like, they came, picked him up in an unmarked car. They went and showed him whatever was in, like, these jars of water, you know, quintessential, like, Independence Day kind of thing. Here's alien bodies in a jar. And, you know, you hear stories like that, and you think, well, he was the great one. If you were going to tell anybody, I guess it would be Jackie Gleason, but it makes you wonder, because it's not just one story. It's always the same story.
Now, there was an article Brian shared with me earlier today. And it's about, now, I had somebody post on this article a comment saying it was a hoax. But was it really a hoax? So I'll let you know what it is. Niagara Falls. Divers from the U.S. Coast Guard took part in a dive where they found a submarine. Did you hear about this?
I have the article up in front of me right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, now, let me tell you. Me and Kevin are sitting across the room from each other, cannot see our phones.
This is twice that this has happened tonight.
I know.
I'm actually reading the article now, but this is on Snopes.
Yeah, this one, this is this guy posted. It must have copied and pasted it.
Yep.
With a picture.
Snopes did do a fact check and said that it is false.
It is false.
Yeah. Well, basically, they're saying that they found a Nazi submarine from World War II in the Great Lakes. I believe it's Lake Erie, right near Niagara Falls. A couple of divers, they're amateur divers, were on the bottom and they found something. They alerted authorities. Authorities came, pulled it up, and it turned out to be a German U-boat. But Snopes has come and done a fact check, and it's a false story.
So what was it that they pulled up?
They didn't pull anything
out.
Somebody just did a false story.
What's
took
the
a picture.
Picture?
It's a German U-boat, but it doesn't mean that it...
It necessarily was in the lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the power of social media right now, is everybody believes everything that you read right off the bat.
We have to always be skeptical.
Exactly, but the good thing about social media is people can't, you always have to be skeptical, but people that are trying to bullshit you can't get away with bullshitting you too. So yeah. It's a catch-22 thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it comes right down to a 50-50. Either they're lying or they're not.
Yep. You know, it's funny that
Period.
You said that, because the person that I know that posted on the article that he shared on my wall pulled that article from Snopes. So, was this... Okay, so...
Over Norway, over Australia, all these spiral
so
lights
Larry's
I'm talking
sharing
about.
With us the lights over... All over the world. Okay, so is that right?
That's,
it's
yeah,
all over the
pretty
world,
much.
The UFO sighting.
And it's the same kind of lights every
so
time.
What did you search? So if anybody's listening,
just
you can search.
Spiral lights in the sky, and there are a few other videos that people have recorded where it's the same kind of light, but it's not spiraling. It looks like it's moving in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up dissipating and going away, but it gets really, really bright. Like I was saying earlier, LAX, New Mexico, all these, but they're happening everywhere.
Not like that, but I will tell you, Brian and I, my husband, we live on the backside of Griffiths. So late night in the country, in the dark, you see a clear sky. You should see some of the stuff that we see. Besides the known satellites that you can see, besides drones. But there are strange lights that are unexplained that you can't really say what they are, but they look so funny. And I've seen lights in Rome, too, by looking at the sky. Wow, look at that spiral. Look at that spiral. That is strange.
And there's just
Photoshop, though?
This is, all of this is the same thing that multiple people took pictures of.
Okay.
So it's just from different angles.
I'll have to take a look. I'll have to research that.
Insane. Kind of insane.
It really makes you wonder what all this stuff was like happening now. We have the spirals in the sky. We have, the multiple meteors that are going over like Russia and the Ukraine and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. People are catching on their video cameras that are inside their vehicle. Because they have their insurance problems over there.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, it brings me back to thinking about the Tunguska blast of 1908. I mean, they never really figured out what that was. All they kind of said about that was it was a meteor that exploded before it hit the ground, and that's what caused it. But, I mean, they're saying that blast was almost like 30 megatons of TNT. So it really makes you wonder what it actually was, and where it's coming from.
You gotta say. I mean, with all, let's just say what we talked about tonight. You got 9/11 conspiracy. You got Bigfoot. You got UFO. Okay, we're talking about Chupacabra. We're talking about explosions unexplained. We're talking about what Roswell. There's so many unexplained things out there.
Philadelphia experiment.
Oh yeah, that's
Brian, that's insane.
Brian was researching that big time.
That's insane.
He's very
Again, multiple eyewitnesses, multiple people. People were teleported, stuck in the ship,
embedded in the wall.
Embedded in the wall, steel, like going through, like
time travel.
Time travel and time and space.
You mean the army didn't photograph that? Bull sugar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Bull
they
sugar.
They photographed it. They've got it. They've got it in their book of secrets. We're going to get Nicolas Cage, and we're going to find, we're going to get the Declaration of Independence.
Page 47.
And we're going to look at the back of the Declaration of Independence, and I'm going to say, Nick, what do we do? And he's going to go, well, there's a map on the back of the Declaration of Independence. Let's go find it.
I love that. That's awesome. You should do impersonation in your act.
Should I?
Yeah.
No.
Do it.
Come
on.
No.
There's so many unexplained stuff. There's so much unexplained things out there. People are like, oh, I don't believe in the paranormal. Well, guess what? It all is paranormal. Because it's all unexplained. We don't know what it is. So.
My theory is the same with all the sea serpents. It's all the same. Champy, Loch Ness. What's the other one there in New York? We got Champy, one in Vermont.
Lake Champlain.
Lake Champlain.
Oh, what's the one in George? Just the Lake George monster?
There's a Lake George monster?
There is a Lake
yeah.
George one? Oh, I never heard about that.
There's one in Lake Erie. But they're all apparently that, almost called it Palatopus.
Palatopus?
Stuglamegalodon
chronic.
The Megalodon.
Yeah. The Megalodon is the giant shark.
Yeah. Did you see the squid? Was it the squid they pulled out of the ocean? That somebody was standing next to? They were like this big next to the squid?
Yeah, but
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's Megalodon.
Jaws.
That's not that bad.
20,000 leagues under the sea.
The squid that they pulled out, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that was on a reputable site when I scanned by it. I'll have to look it up again. But, I mean, it was big. So there's stuff out there that we don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at the risk of causing rifts and problems, I mean, even religion is paranormal.
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
you mean a man came back from the dead and healed a bunch of people and that's not paranormal? Yeah. Oh, come on.
Think about that one.
To quote a NASA astronaut, Santa Claus is real.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's paranormal too. Easter Bunny.
There are multiple, you know, you can't cover up all this stuff. There are multiple astronauts that are firsthand experience and witness of weird stuff that just shouldn't be in outer space.
Now, do you laugh at that TV commercial with the beans on the moon where the guy farts and then eventually the moon creature kills him? You haven't seen that?
What commercial is that?
For some baked beans. Like, shows this big monster, like, come out of everywhere, and he's, like, slamming and killing astronauts, and then there's this one guy hiding behind the rocks, and then he farts, and then it's the end of it. But
that reminds me of the
not they're killing astronauts.
On, with the whitest kid you know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You know, like they say, we ran out of money, so we stopped the space program. No, we got told to stop that. That's my theory on that, because we were gung-ho, and then the entire world stopped. It's not like it was just, all right, well, the U.S. isn't doing it. We're going to go to the moon. Nobody else went to the moon. Well, wait, did Russia go to the moon? Or China?
Russia and China, I believe they made
China
it.
Made it to the moon?
Yeah. I believe within the next few years. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I mean, I believe within the next few years, we're going to be seeing some major things going to question.
Have you ever seen this video here?
And science and everything. What is it?
This is a video I've seen a few years ago. Basically, it's a mom videotaping her child in the kitchen sitting on the floor, and then a small man runs behind him and hides behind the counter.
I've seen that.
Where?
Do you think that could be edited, though? What do you think? You're a video guy.
It could be.
Wow. Can you go back again?
It's just really insane.
That's weird.
That's pretty creepy.
I mean, there's nothing there. There's no clipping or anything, so they'd have to be almost an expert to do it.
Did we have a case? Didn't you talk about a case with a woman who videotaped leprechauns on her flip phone?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the weirdest cases Steve ever got me into was the lady was living in a rehab house. And we take everything serious. We went in, and right off the bat, she's like, I want to show you some pictures on my phone. And right away, it's like, oh, boy. She's like, the first one's two leprechauns, and I looked down at the phone, and it looked literally like two of the Fighting Irish leprechauns, like, getting ready for a Donnybrook. They're just like, and she's like, this one's a unicorn in the thing, and you look at it, it's like a unicorn. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Her phone, like, Matrix is like, oh. That's like, am I on something? But that was your, like, 1 minute warning.
What?
You got 1 minute.
You got 1 minute. Take us out, Larry. Okay.
Well, today we've discussed some crazy stuff, stuff that make you question, stuff that make you go, I want to look that up. So let me check that up. Let me check that out. So thank you for listening to Paranormal 101. Oh, and we've got Paranormal 101 happening at the Finish Line Shops in Utica. So if you're listening, please stop down. What day is that?
April 14th.
April 14th.
And the 21st.
And the 21st. So come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun.
$40 a person?
$40 ahead.
Check out the Facebook.
Yeah.
We have a lot of information on the Facebook about the class.
And we're going to give you cake!
Yeah, there's cake.
Cake, food, drinks.
So we'll see you there. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry O'Grady.
I'm Kevin. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
Peter.
Nicole.
And that is all she wrote, I think, right? Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye, everyone.
Joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.